everybody. Welcome to the Long Way Podcast.
Things have changed.
Yeah, things are all crazy right now, so we had to...
Oh, fuck.
Why have things changed?
We were in the middle of something. I was using this table.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into it too hard, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We couldn't, didn't have time to move it all.
He was scrubbing the floors, Eric.
No, we have carpet. I was scrubbing the carpet. That helped.
Did it match the drapes?
Anyway...
Yes. Well, hey, this is like one of the first podcasts I can actually like. How are you guys doing? Because I haven't been with you guys most of the day.
That's true.
I feel like we're actually having conversations with each other.
Yeah,
it doesn't usually happen.
It's weird. You know what? We used to start our podcasts used to be like this.
Yes, yes.
When we like first started.
Yeah.
And now they've changed.
Yeah, we were they were doing a game for game night, and they had a very specific setup, and then
we couldn't change.
And ran so way over
time. Not on linear. I told you that.
And that's all we've been doing all day was just.
Yeah, we've been playing this game the whole time, and it was much longer than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Because we were going to have a meeting, too, and we didn't.
No meeting!
We're going to do other stuff, but yeah, we didn't get
it. And I'm glad to actually play that the whole time, to have a fucking meeting. So, I'm sorry. But I'd rather play this game.
Yeah.
So.
Speaking of playing games, we're doing it tomorrow for a long time.
Oh, yeah, whole day.
Tomorrow, 8-hour stream, twitch.tv/blindwave.
Starting at 9 a.m.
Is it 9?
9 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
9 a.m., yes. Which is 9. It's early.
Yes. I mean, that's what we... Yeah. So we're getting here early.
Yeah.
Starting up, getting that rolling. But yeah, should be fun.
Yeah. Happy Valentine's Day. We're only playing visual novels. Dating visual novels. I said times!
You said times!
Did I?
You said
I swear you said times.
You said times. So we started this new thing, too. Well, throughout the week. Because Rick can not say Naruto. He can't say it.
I can. It just takes effort.
It takes effort. Well, so, in order to motivate him with a positive reward, if he says it wrong, we slap his hand.
Positive.
Well, I wasn't here for this discussion. You guys just started slapping him. I was like, what's going on? Why hit Rick? He's like the nicest guy we want to
play. So, we gotta remember this for everybody, though, so it's gotta be fair.
Yes.
So, whenever we have weird words that are being mispronounced, they get slapped in their hand, and it's so degrading.
For any word that they're mispronounced, because we're gonna be slapping a lot.
And that's what,
my hand...
Your hand
will hurt both because of that and because I'm slapping.
Maybe. I'm gonna start running gloves.
It's gotta be an unintentional mispronunciation. If you're making fun of someone and you say something their name rhymes with, like Slick Rick or Slick.
Okay, yeah. Clavin. Wait, that doesn't count? Is that you saying?
Yeah. He still said Rick right.
But if it's a bad joke.
Yeah, he did. Like, you know, you say Slick Rick. Like, it's
what if we call Calvin Brennan?
No, then he gets slapped.
Damn it.
No, he gets slapped.
It's cold in here.
He gets slapped.
He gets slapped.
He gets slapped.
If we call him that, he gets slapped. That'd be funny.
I wish you played Smash Brothers and we get a tournament together because I would always sign you as Brendan.
Like, you used to sign him up as Whitey.
No, I signed him up as OhioCon.
Whitley.
Well, you, as Whitley, yeah.
Whitley.
As Whitley.
Great.
Hype train incoming.
Oh,
what?
Oh, man.
A hype train.
Thank you guys so much for joining in and doing a hype train. Hype trains, they build up and they give you guys new emotes, and they, it takes any amount of bits at 100 or higher. It takes any gifted subs and any new subs.
Yeah.
So those all help to level up the train, and as the train levels up, you get more emotes and stuff spread amongst everybody who helps.
And if you're watching this later on YouTube, you know what the fuck we're talking about. We are streaming this live at twitch.tv/blindwave.
I keep getting more and more people being like, I didn't know you had a Twitch. Like, we have a Twitch.
Yeah, yeah, that is kind of awkward.
All the time.
Well, that's a good thing. I mean, I don't want the max amount of people that are exposed to us to... know that we have a Twitch, because if that's the case, we're not growing.
Exactly.
We're growing, we'll
say. Yeah, I want people to not have judged our Twitch yet.
As it grows, it gets better.
Because, like, there's got to be at least 6 guys that watched it when Aaron was the only one doing it. It's like, fuck this, I'm never watching this again.
There were more than 6.
Yeah, probably.
It was like...
Well, granted, this boy was doing it hard and committed, and he was doing it for a long time.
By myself, 3 to 5 days a week.
I would get on there. I would jump on and leave it on for you sometimes.
Well, thank you. I appreciate everyone who does that, just to help give the view. Because then it pushes up higher in the Twitch like thing, and then more people will find it that aren't
the algorithm.
YouTube
fans.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if you got to leave, just keep it on.
Yeah, leave it on, baby. Unless you got to pay for the internet of it and turn it off so you don't...
Like
you
in Bangladesh.
I don't want to cost you money if you're not doing anything with it. But if you don't care, shut up.
Believe it.
So, this isn't my thing of the week, but this is really funny. A little bit ago, before podcasts, I always try to unload my bowels and my bladder. Well, I went back to the bathroom that I always go to, and the one that, you know, at the Wave Cave, we have a certain amount of
bathrooms.
Understandings.
Oh.
Okay?
Oh, you're talking about that.
And bathrooms as well. Aaron always goes to...
Wait. We have unspoken understandings. Mm-hmm. What are you about to say?
Well, Aaron, it's an unspoken understanding I don't say agreement, but definitely an understanding. Aaron goes to the second floor, uses the bathroom in the middle.
I use a specific bathroom, typically.
If I walk by it and it's closed with the light on, well, it's not anybody else. It's Aaron.
Yeah, I went back there to use a bathroom, okay, and the door was closed. It's never closed. So I just started yelling, Eric!
Aaron!
Aaron! Aaron, you there? Damn it! Aaron! Damn it! And then, like, no one answered. But the door was closed. I'm like, oh, he's back here. Fuck with me. Like, I thought that.
Yes.
But then, like, the door was locked. Oh. But it was open, like, the slightest crack.
Okay. So you could push forward.
Yeah, somewhere. So I was thinking, I hope he's out here. And then, like, I opened. I swear I didn't see him. And then I opened, like, an inch and then revealed him. He's like, he's on the toilet, pants down, going, ah! Ah, you bitch!
I had to poop, and I didn't want to go down here, because I was like, well, there might be people over there. I don't want to hear me pooping. This one's more private. So yes. I went to that one.
Yes.
And I heard Shane coming in, and I'm like, I'm not saying anything right now. I'm going
to
make him.
Did you mean to leave it open?
No, I don't know. I didn't know if it was open, closed. I didn't know it was locked.
Anything. Yeah, it was locked.
So I was like, at the very least, he's going to waste his time having to poop, coming to me, finding out it's occupied, having to go.
Yes.
So I had to poop. I had to pee really bad.
So I'm sitting there just waiting. Eric! Damn. Eric? And I swear he came over to you, and he, like, knocks on the door.
I did knock.
And then he, like, jiggles the handle.
And then it came open.
I was like, Shane, he's done that since I've known him. The way that he'll knock, and then he'll jiggle the handle like a serial killer. Like, you know? And, like, and then he starts grabbing a knife and putting it under the door every time. No. You don't do that anymore. But you used to. Like, I hate taking a crap over at your house because I thought, what if Shane left and a serial killer did come in? He started doing this. He's like, get out of here, Shane. I open the door and I die. You know? It'd be terrible.
Oh, well, yeah, because
you're conditioning me to die in a horror movie.
No. Well, it is. I'm from the future. I'm preparing you for this war.
Yeah, that's right.
What so war? People stick knives under bathroom doors.
He can't tell the future. It could get worse.
He took a Ninn contract and he can't tell us.
It's around my heart. The greatest thing about that is one time we were at a convention in Columbus, Ohio Con, when I had a knife with me then.
Yes.
And if someone that we didn't know very well was underneath the door.
Yeah.
I stuck under the door. Yeah. I was doing that. And they were just like,
you terrorized me.
Well, they didn't say anything. They were just like, I remember they told me, and they were like, yeah, I just put my feet up. I didn't know what the hell was going on.
I had four bricks in my trunk for like a decade that you stole from that walkway in Ohio Con.
Wait a minute. I don't remember that.
Yeah, they were like fixing the
inside walkway with the glass windows?
Yeah.
And it was like little orangish, reddish, like, they weren't like brick bricks, but they were like tile.
Why'd you take those bricks?
They were working on it, and they were broken.
I don't know.
Was it just chaos? Like,
it was.
And the guy's going to get to the last part. It's like, God damn, I'm four bricks short. But
they were like broken. The whole project.
Yeah, it's like when you do a puzzle and there's like three pieces missing.
They were like broken pieces. They probably were going to throw them away, probably. I feel like. I don't think they were like whole pieces set aside. Like they were like fixing it.
I like the other way.
No, they probably.
The guy got to the end, and he was like, there's a sledgehammer. Like, no!
They were probably the specific like cut size that like go around a column.
Maybe it was something like that.
Probably.
I'm just glad he took a snowball, not one of those.
Yeah. Because that one hit you in the head.
Yeah.
That was one of the greatest snowball throws of my life that I've ever seen or witnessed.
It was truly like the snowball throw in Elf. Have you ever seen that movie?
I haven't seen it in a while. It was
truly like that.
I haven't.
Oh my God.
I remember watching it throw, and Rick's like running. He's like crouched over like this. Like trying to stay low and quick.
It felt like it was happening in slow motion.
Aaron was smart. Aaron started zigzagging.
Yeah.
I remember thinking like, because he wasn't getting his much distance.
Well, I was also looking back.
Yeah.
So I was looking back at you. Like, he throws it, I gotta see it, I can dodge it.
I was like, I can outrun it.
But Rick's like, I'm ducking, and just going as quick as I can in this motion, and I'm not paying attention, I'm going.
Yeah.
But like, Shane wasn't track. Like, he wasn't a football, he wasn't a baseball, he doesn't know how to throw anything. I just gotta outrun it.
Yeah.
You forget, he was born on a farm. He knows how to throw.
I did nothing. I just play with rocks and sticks. That's all I did.
So yeah. So he threw it.
I hit Rick from literally probably over 50 yards, for sure. Like 50 yards, snowball, throwing it up.
It would have been on the highlight reel of an NFL pass.
It would have, for sure. And
it should be on the highlight reel.
And I just remember, like, it was going for so long.
Yeah.
And Rick was just ducking, and it hits him in the back of the head. He falls down. Eric's like, I can't believe you hit him.
I mean, if we had your funeral and I got, like, 10 minutes to do, like, a highlight of your life, spending 2 minutes on that.
Yeah.
That's how good that was.
Yeah.
2 minutes.
I haven't done anything since then. No. I guess Kylo Ren the
not
Awakening.
Not that great.
Yeah, Kylo Ren the Awakening is not as great as that.
No.
No.
Because we didn't capture it. It's an elusive moment. You know?
I'm pretty sure it's this.
What's wrong?
Go ahead. Nothing. Nothing's wrong.
Nothing's happening. I'm just looking at up there for no reason. But yeah, so, man, Shane also would graduate. Like, he got to the point where, like, you know, the way he's trying to open the door, but you're shitting, you're so vulnerable, and he's moving the door, and then he has a knife, and then at some point, you graduated to, like, using, like, aerosol spray to gas me out.
It was ant killer.
It was, like, raid.
Well, he stopped responding to the knife. So what I did was I tied a shirt from my doorknob to the bathroom to my doorknob to my bedroom, or to my doorknob to the closet, I can't remember. It was when I lived in Colonial Compton.
Compton?
So, yeah.
You're gonna compare it to Compton?
Yeah. That's... So if he tried to open the door, he couldn't get out, you know what I mean? Or he couldn't get out very easily, he had to rip my shirt or whatever, or he had to fit through that crack in.
I always wanted to do that at Rick's parents' house, because his bedroom, but it was his parents' bedroom. We're like right across the hall from each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wanted to tie the doorknob shut so they couldn't open.
And inside the house on fire.
But no. Well, the thing is, like, the parents' house had like a room, like a back door to like the bathroom. So they could have gotten out, but Rick would have just been trapped.
Yeah, no, I just thought I had to go through the window.
Yeah. Die.
Well, Eric was under this. I had one can. I just started spraying underneath the door, and it's a real small bathroom. He's going, please stop! Please stop!
You're trying to kill him?
You can't stop pooping.
Was it Raid or some shit?
Yeah, it was Ant Killer. It was like an off brand.
That could have killed him.
If it was Ant Man.
No!
I wasn't thinking about that back then.
He has a respirator.
You're just laughing. It was Eric's died.
Which is weird because, like, I'm not like that at all anymore, really, I don't think.
I'm dead. You know what I mean? He just stops making noise, you're still laughing.
I'm always trying to think of, like, the better prank or the better joke. Mm. And if I don't have them, I don't want to continue doing the ones I feel like, well, I've exhausted that in my 22nd
you
year.
You can't win with making a joke.
What's funny is, like, sometimes I hear Aaron say jokes I thought was funny when I was, like, 23. And I'm like, man, he's 9 years too late. You know what I mean?
That's because he hasn't been keeping up with the memes.
I don't really keep up with memes either. I don't know. I don't pay attention.
You guys keep on mentioning memes and fucking things from the internet.
You're on the internet.
You're internet personality.
You feed your children with the internet.
Yeah, I'm not looking at it.
You look down on us as you're there on the same level.
What I said the other day, internet does a real good job of making you feel ashamed. Is that what I said? Or making you feel shame? Or making you feel worthless?
I said you should be a judge.
He's judging people all the time.
I love judging.
Preferably when we're not in the room.
Yeah.
I'm judging.
You know what I love about this new setup?
Yeah.
Like, we have, like, me and Shane close up, you two close up, go to it, and I go to Calvin's close up.
That's it. I'm glad you were leaving.
I offered to make that close up and not have a wide angle. But
yeah.
No, wide angle's better.
It is. Yeah. So, we'll just switch to the close-up when Calvin talks.
You could have...
Ah! Damn, I missed. Ah! Sorry.
I purposely switched over.
You're not sorry. You did it three times to make sure you did it.
I'm sorry. I can't get it.
Well, I'm sorry that I messed up.
I'm sorry that this is happening to you.
What was it? Yesterday morning, Aaron was trying to show me something I came in. And he's like, hey, Shane, come here. Look at this. Look at this.
He starts doing this...
What?
Like, looking around like someone's about to jump him out of the refrigerator or some shit. Like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, look at this.
Well, you came at me, like, hey, Shane, look at this. Like, and you're, like, real excited to show me. I'm like, no one's this excited to show me.
Like, in your life, like, what's happened that, like, you're like, hey, look at this, and someone else is coming, like, ah! Kills
you. Well, when my dad used to beat my ass, he would do these elaborate things, like, hide behind the door, and he'd act like he's sleeping.
Yes.
Like, I'll never forget the time when I told my mom, I'm pretty sure it's the time I told her to shut the fuck up.
Yes.
Why'd you
As a child does. To
Are you afraid your dad's gonna hear you now? It's like, I told him to shut them.
He comes out of nowhere to hear. Ah!
Well, I'll never forget. And then it was right before I had to go to school.
Yeah.
And my dad, when you know, for all the times that he was like drunk and mean, he never like never hurt my mom. Like they would, you know, probably verbally abuse each other. Mm. Yeah. I mean,
yes.
But never ever physically harmed her or my sister. Well, I remember I said, just mom, shut the fuck up. It's like one of the first times I cussed, or because I started cussing my mom first. And then my dad, I just heard him get up, like start running to like into the kitchen. I was like, oh god.
I imagine that like it's like from him here to, you know, T2.
How is that?
Yeah.
No, well, anyway,
how is that related though to like look at this?
I'll tell you.
Yeah,
okay. And then the bus. Yeah, I used to ride the bus when I went to St. Mary's. It came and it has to turn around at the end of my road because I live at a dead end road.
Yep.
So it turned around and then my dad, he heard the bus. He had his. Because he would be in his underwear, but he wore his belt around his stomach. Like, even his underwear, yeah. Because he'd hang stuff on it. You know what I mean?
Like what? Like,
spaghetti? Like, kind of like tools and stuff like that.
Oh, so he just always wore his belt.
Yeah, even his underwear. All the time, yeah.
Do you wear a belt?
Yeah.
When in your underwear?
Yeah.
Not in my underwear.
are you doing? He's don't getting... take it off. Jesus, what are you doing?
It's okay. He had
there's
another
no
one.
That's a man who. There's no tools on it.
Same belt all the time.
There are no tools
on
his belt.
All the time.
All his tools are in his pocket.
I want
the tools are on his other belt.
Ah! Heard. All right, so how's the bus
relate? You bit me.
The bus turns around. My dad realizes he doesn't have time to just beat me the full length he likes to beat me. You know what I mean? It's like 15 minutes.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So he says, when you get home, I'm going to beat your ass, boy. You don't talk to your mother like that.
Yeah.
So if she brought you in this world, I'll take you out.
So rather than beating you for some, he's like, I'm saving it.
Yeah.
All
so I remember like, okay, he told me I'm going to beat your ass. And then I went out my door, looked in that big long window on my porch. And he was like at the curtain, and he was like, beat your ass.
Yeah.
And I got on the bus, walked back to the bus, sat down, looked at the window. And as the bus was going, he was like walking the length of the window going, beat your ass. Until like you couldn't walk anymore. Yeah.
I just imagine your head like against the glass.
Okay. And then I got home, and I remember the whole day.
Hours later, yes.
It was one of those things, you guys know when something's troubling me. Like I'm just kind of quiet.
Yeah,
and I vomit.
Yeah,
I mean,
you're weird.
Okay, so I got home and my dad was snoring, dead asleep on the chair. Okay, like right, you walk in, he's right to the right. I live in a small ass house growing up. Okay, and I'm thinking, okay, he must have forgot because he would always employ these shenanigans like tripwire, come down for like all kinds of stuff.
Tripwire?
Right? Yeah, all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
He would employ tripwire.
Yeah, yeah, he definitely
explains
would.
A lot, doesn't it?
It kind of does.
Okay.
It doesn't explain why Shane always trips on things, though.
No, it's
he
like,
should be more aware.
It's like when Eric and I lived together, and I just went to the bathroom. I was just going to the bathroom, and I opened the door when I'm done. I'm leaving the bathroom.
Yeah.
I open the door, and five metal chairs.
Yeah, stacked up.
Fall.
Yeah.
Onto my toe.
I forgot about that.
From the door.
All five chairs.
They're all leaned up against this door for no reason. They just bam. As soon as I twist it, the weight of that just pushes it open.
It broke
and
your nail.
And I'm like, oh, and it just hits my toe. I lose a toenail.
Yeah.
Because of it.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Lost it.
What was this?
Fucking, I lived with Eric. We lived together at Ingleside, yeah.
We did that Biscuit World, and we're going to Star Wars Celebration, too.
Biscuit World, whatever. Yeah, we went to...
Yeah, you moved that mop bucket that an employee was using to mop the floor.
I remember, yeah, I was walking, I was
in
going,
front of the men's room.
Yeah.
I was just taking a bucket, and I was going,
staring at them?
Yeah, I was going,
he just stacked a bunch of shit, like chairs and mops
and
stuff.
And like high chairs and stuff.
At this restaurant that we were at while I was going to the bathroom.
It was a push-open door, wasn't it?
It was a pull-open door.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you stacked it in front of it, and it was a bathroom that wasn't like only one person was in.
That's the thing. I can't believe
it was the public men's restroom.
That was great.
Yeah.
You imagine the confusion, the sheer confusion of a guy.
Then he pulled the fire alarm.
He doesn't understand what's happening.
He just would have showed up, you know?
Anyone
it's
that
not
doesn't
Sam.
Throw a firecracker at him.
He starts a stampede in the bathroom.
Biscuit World.
Well, anyway, so I got home. My dad was sleeping.
Sleeping.
And my dad, sometimes when he get real drunk, he'd sleep with one eye open because he told me in Nam he did it all the time because they'd jump out the bushes, slit your throat. So you had to sleep with one eye open. That's what he always told me.
I just went to sleep by the bushes.
So my dad, like, I swear on my children's lives, all right? I'd come out, my dad would be sitting in front of his recliner and, like, I'm like, oh, he's awake. And I walk by him and one eye would be, he'd be like this, like this. Like, and sometimes the eye would be doing like the thing, you know, when you're doing REM sleep.
Does it see you?
Huh?
Does it see you?
Well,
that's
no, because he's not conscious.
See,
you know what I mean?
Or it does, and he's waiting.
Like sometimes it's just not moving. It's like staring. It's like bloodshot. It's not like looking up. It's like looking for Vietnamese.
I would create. create this story so that I could go to sleep when there's situations like this.
Yeah.
And be like. Like sleeping, but not really sleeping, just look like it, and then just stare. Like, oh,
well,
asleep.
That's the thing. Okay,
I would create this.
But it happened a lot, and that wasn't. Both eyes were closed, but he was just snoring like that horrible snore that your dad would snore. Sometimes, like years ago, you would snore that way.
Yep.
Okay. I walked back in my room, threw my backpack down. I'm like, oh, okay.
Crisis averted.
Well, I go back out to the kitchen. And the rocking chair is going.
It's rocking.
Rocking back and forth, and he's gone. And if anyone ever been to my house,
it's a hall.
It's like my house is a room and a hallway, and that's it. You know what
like,
I mean?
For you to go back from your room back to the kitchen, and then that's gone, it's like a magic trick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and this is even more crazy about us. I
like,
immediately
shit.
Start panicking. So I'm going back to my room. Okay, so I'm going back to my room. Right when I got in there, there's like a push on my back, and the door slams. And he's like, I forgot, boy.
He's already in the
room. Started taking his belt off, and he let me have it pretty good.
Yeah.
Was he
but
in the
thing,
room?
He was in the room, behind the door. He was in the room behind the door.
Did your dad probably
so
like,
there's no.
He had to have secretly and softly, as Shane was going to his room, followed him.
He had to follow me.
Went in the room, and then when Shane left,
was still in there. So yeah, when Shane came in,
that's
then the
thing.
Door closes.
That's a crazy thing. Or he got up on the ceiling.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's like smoking, watching me.
Looking one eye open.
You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Did you ever ask him how he did it?
No, I never did.
So
I've asked my dad a lot of things.
You're
my
saying...
And for people, my dad and I have a great relationship now.
Yeah.
You know, and most of the things I did, I probably deserved it. He was an alcoholic, but he doesn't drink that much anymore. And we have a good relationship, so...
But what you're
for
saying
a lot of people
though,
who wonder, people message me and go, "Hey, man."
No, I understand.
I got beat too, and I'm thinking, "Hey, yo, I'm not trying to be I'm not trying to tell a sob story. I'm trying to be funny."
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Those things, those experiences made you who you are. Back to the main point. Whenever somebody, Aaron comes, "Hey, check this out." You're like, looking around because you think your dad's
looking
at you.
Well, at that moment, you were walking.
I was.
In a way to look, and you look like you were trying not to be noticed. Like you're trying to.
No, that's just how I walk because I don't want to make too much noise because I go.
Shane was like, "Eric was moving slowly." I'm like, "He always moves slowly. He's not running anywhere. What do you mean? If he was running, I would be concerned."
Yes.
Well, it just looked like, I don't know. Like, when you and I worked at Doughboys, you and other employees would try to get me all the time. You would put tape up in the doorway so I would try to run into it.
Yeah, it's fun.
So Shane.
Yeah.
But, like, what I'm saying is, like, you know, we try to get each other a lot. I don't like to be gotten.
Well,
and I'm not got very often. So I attribute to that.
Shane has been trying to get me, but he is not his father. Because I've been, like, the last one to leave for a while. And he's been staying around. And as soon as I'm ready to leave, he sprints. And he, like, goes downstairs before me.
What?
And I'm like, well, clearly, he's going to try to get me.
Well, no, when we streamed, I was just waiting for you because I was going to walk out with you. Okay, and then I went down, I was trying to find something. And that was on my phone. And then I heard you, am I going to get Rick? And I was probably just too loud.
Yeah. So he went into the back room, like the one behind the gym.
Yeah.
And... there are normally mannequins back there anyway, and it's dark.
Yeah.
Right? So he is standing just to the right. And then that's usually where a mannequin is, or about where it is.
Yeah.
But I was expecting.
Yeah.
And so I come in, I'm looking to the right, and it's so dark he can't see that I'm looking at him. And so he makes
I see that. I see that you stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You rushed down there so much that your eyesight hasn't changed yet.
Yeah.
What would be great?
No, that.
It would be great is like you went down there and like the mannequin's there and you take your clothes off, you put them on the mannequin, and you're just standing naked on the other side, just waiting.
And attack them naked. We have to, yeah.
That'd be great.
That'd be funny.
Do that one.
Yeah. Remember the time me and Gus got you at your apartment by the aquatic center?
You didn't get me. I wasn't gotten.
You were got.
Social norms were violated. I was, as any young man in my day does, sitting around naked.
Are you talking about the time whenever Eric said, "Hey, let me know when you get here or when you're coming"?
Yeah,
I said, "Okay, I will."
I said, "Hey, me and Gus are going to come over and play some Smash." I'm like, "Okay. As a reasonable request, let me know when you guys are heading over. That way I can get up and get dressed." I didn't say that. I just said, "Let me know." Shane knew what that meant. All right? So I'm sitting around naked, waiting. I don't know why I didn't get dressed. I was lazy, you know? I hear, scream! Fucking Gus's red car wheel up the emergency brake, you know?
The Honda Civic that's featured in Rivals.
And I hear the fucking doors open, not closed, they open and running up the steps.
And you hear like,
I look over at the door handle, you know, and I'm like, "Oh, shit." So I'm thinking, like, okay, get dressed or lock the door, because I did not lock the door, you know? Okay, it's going to be way quicker to lock the door. But I hesitate. I'm like, maybe I should get dressed. And then I jump towards the door. I'm like, I'm going to just keep it shut, because I know Shane's going to be like, "Ah!" You know, that's what he does.
Love that!
Yes, because his father beat him. Okay, so I jumped, but the way that I jumped, it was just like it was.
He was this naked obese man, like a flying squirrel.
He opens and Shane's like this, like this, and Gus is like this, and I'm like, and then shuts.
And then he does this, like. Oh, no. And we collapse, and the perverted guy next door, he's laughing.
Yeah,
you know what
why
I mean?
Is he laughing?
He's always laughing.
Yeah,
he just likes perversion.
What is he like?
The guy next door, because that place was right across from the aquatic center.
He's fucking idiot.
That fucking guy, he always had his blinds up, and he always had fucking binoculars.
He's not like a sniper. He's not back in room and cover. He's like,
no.
He scopes out, you know.
I just want to know why he's laughing. You're like, why is he laughing? He likes it. Like, what is he liking? You naked?
I don't know.
Them chasing you?
He just likes people.
I don't know, but you laughs.
Eric looked like this, but naked.
It's pretty much what happened.
Pretty much.
And a look of horror and violation, because I set a rule when Shane violated it. He did it fast. You know? I just always remember the...
God damn it! You didn't tell us.
Gosh!
If you not hesitated and made a decision right away.
If I made a decision right away, I would have locked the door or put clothes on.
Yeah, you could have gone to your bedroom, shut that door, and been putting clothes on, yeah, right?
But I didn't have. My father was. He never beat me.
He kicked my
butt one time, and when I say that, he
drop kicked you.
He didn't drop kick me through a glass window. No. No, you're getting the Vincent story wrong.
That's what the evidence shows.
You're not going there. You're crying, laying on the glass. It's everywhere. Your dad's smoking.
So, okay, the times that we were talking about, like, you know, like, yeah, my dad beat me. It's like, yeah, I told my mom to fuck off. All these terrible things. I was trying to impress my father. Whenever I got my ass beat.
Yeah.
Because we had a wood-burning furnace. Every winter, we would have to take down trees and fill up the wood. It was all that stuff. But effectively, I have a little four-wheeler with a little trailer that I have a bunch of wood. I got to take that wood and put it into the basement. The basement had a little tiny window that you just put off to the side so there'd be two panes and then it's open. I'm just trying to do this. Put it in there. Got to do the work. Sometimes you want to go fast, sometimes you want to go slow. Because if you go fast, you're going to have to do more work. If you go slow, you just have to do just this for today.
What?
You know? That's what you do. That's how you learn. You know?
Yeah.
But you don't want to be seen doing that. You want to be seen working hard, you know? So my dad was on a tractor, like, doing something. As he came around the bend, I heard it coming. I'm like, okay, well, I don't want to be seen as going slow as to not do more work. So I pick up the pace. And I start doing it. I'm looking. I'm like, hey, yeah, yeah. And then as I'm doing that, I just miscalculate, and the log doesn't go into the empty spot, it goes through the two panes of glass.
Both panes.
So he, imagine his point of view where he's like, he's like, oh, there's that boy working. I'm like, ah! You know? Which is effectively not what I wanted to do. He got the tractor, you know?
Yeah.
Came over, like, you could just tell he was so mad.
When you did.
But he didn't want to hit this kid. It's just, if I hit him, maybe he won't work at all, you know?
Yeah.
And he's got so mad, and I started to run. I've never run.
Ever in your life.
Yeah, but I was still young enough and thin enough then that I can't run. So he did what the only thing he could do, and he just stuck his foot in steel-toed boot, kicked my ass.
Yeah.
I felt it, I'm like, oh! I hit the ground and ran upstairs and went to my bed and cried.
Yeah.
And then I could hear him just cleaning up the glass and stuff and screaming.
After you broke,
that was the one time it happened.
Did you grab another log and just keep going?
No.
Double tired. Yeah, might as well.
No, I was just like, it was like the blue screen.
It'd be great. How big is the window?
Not big at all.
It'd be great if you just jump
in. It's like a submarine window here.
Yeah, no, like the space to put the wood through is like this. And then you just put it over
like
this.
And then there's a second
like
one of those over there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So the whole thing is like this.
It's like a sliding glass window.
It's very small, very small. It was, but whenever the door was like locked or something, that was when I had to squeeze my ass through to get into the house. You guys have like a point of entry of your home where like, God damn it.
The trick window.
You can go in there though. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah. Well, one time the electric was out and I didn't have a key to the house. So the bus would drop me off. I would go in through the garage door, which had a keypad, which was done by electricity. So I was trying to pry open that basement door and slip through the window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I remember before we swapped out windows in the front of our house. They were like these crank windows, so they all opened like this. And the one, it was like when we bought it, the bottom of one of them was kind of shitty.
Yeah.
So like, we were locked out, we couldn't get in. My mom like pulled it and like pried that bottom one open, and I had to like squeeze into one of these like fucking little things and squeeze in there to get into the house to go and unlock it one time.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I remember.
I can't remember if it was you or Ryan or Brad, but we were having like a pine cone fight with my parents. And
I don't remember any pine cone fight. I'm gonna say it's someone else.
Okay, so you know, you take pine cones, you throw them at each other. It's like snowball fight, but with pine cones.
Yeah, sticky.
Yeah,
prickly.
Sticky, prickly, hard.
Yeah.
So,
Ohio folks.
So they're doing that, and I forget exactly what happened, but somehow we got separated, and they went inside the house, and they started locking all the doors to lock us outside.
Yeah.
And so we're running to each door, and they get there just before us and lock it, laugh in our faces, and then we run for another one. And
I've
then
really
they
been
run
me before.
It's weird to think you had this like great time with your parents, like doing that.
That
was that you?
That sounds familiar, but I don't remember throwing pine cones at each other.
I'm pretty sure it was.
I don't know.
Pretty sure pine cones were involved.
It's funny. Jancy is very allergic to pine, so doing that to her is like chemical warfare.
Is it?
Like, she has like a, like when the Christmas, like people, some guy just like threw his Christmas tree down across the street. It was there for weeks, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And she had like walk around it because like it was a sickness to her.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you just did that, that'd be the one of the worst things. Like, ah!
She starts swelling up.
And then the pine tar is on her.
Yeah.
I remember, the last time I remember, I don't remember getting spanked often. I remember the last time I ever got spanked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was, I don't even know what I did, though. I did something. I think I did something to my sister. It pissed off my mom. And I was probably high school, or almost high school at this point. And
high school, you got spanked.
I think. I was old. I remember being older.
Yeah.
Well, my dad started trying to, like, I started fighting back. And he started employing more force. Fight someone, boy? Let's fight. You want to fight? Let's fight. He would say that to me.
I don't remember getting spanked by my dad. I remember getting spanked by my mom a few times.
Yeah.
But how the hell did your mom spank you when you were 15?
Well, I mean, it was like the time she decided to stop. I don't know how old I was, but it was the oldest I ever was because it was the last time I got spanked. And she started spanking me. And to show that I didn't care, I laughed at her. So she spanked me harder. And I laughed harder. So it became war.
It's a circle.
Who can go harder?
High school Aaron.
So she'd start spanking me harder, and I just keep laughing harder.
Shit, that's like Batman and the Joker.
And I'm pretty sure that's why, till today, when I'm really in pain, I start laughing.
I was gonna say, it finally makes sense.
Yeah, I think that's why. Because that's what happened. Like, I won. Eventually she gave up, and she never spanked me again. But I just kept laughing harder and harder.
That's
she
the day you became a man.
Harder and harder.
Yeah.
When he got spanked.
And now Melanie, that's how she knows if something's actually hurting me, because I kind of start laughing about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, when you're gonna cry, too, kind of.
Well, it's probably a mix of, like, this hurts a lot, I'm going to cry, I'm going to laugh, or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, I mean,
you mean, like, just something sad on TV?
During reactions.
I think that's me trying to hold back because I don't want it. I don't know.
You're not approving of me.
I don't.
He goes.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes, it's worked. Huh. Can't remember any of my spankings. I never got.
You do.
Other than the butt kick, my dad never. I never got spanked by him. It was the fear of him finding out what I had done. Mm-hmm. And my mom had a bell and all that stuff, and generally it was never bad or anything.
Yeah.
But the worst thing she could do, I'm like, no, please spank me, is like, I'm going to tell your dad when he gets home at 5.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's going to ruin Batman. That's when Batman the Animated Series comes on, and now he's going to know.
It's going to ruin Batman.
Yeah.
The one thing I do remember was
he came home at 5.
My Uncle Regis would tell me bad words and say, go tell your mother this.
He would.
Really?
Oh my god.
And so I did that, and I got soap in my mouth. That's really the only instance that I remember.
I never had soap in my mouth.
My Aunt Cheryl, who I was going to tell the story yesterday to my friend, she basically babysat me from like being a toddler to like 9 or 10 years old.
Yeah.
She made me stand in the corner. Like, she spanked me a few times, but she would make me stand in the corner for like 30 minutes. That sucked. When you're a little kid, you have all this energy, you just want to run around.
Little kid with ADHD?
Yeah. So I'm just sitting there like, this is awful. You know what I mean? And, and I had to wash my mouth out with soap a few times.
Really?
Yeah. And a toothbrush and everything. And she's like, that's good, isn't it, Shane? I'm like, no, it's not.
I think, I feel like my parents did, like, the hot sauce thing maybe or something.
Hot sauce.
I feel like there was a hot sauce incident at some point. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Maybe it was a
thumb in your thing. Mouth.
I don't know. I feel like there was a hot sauce incident at some point.
Okay.
But I like hot sauce now, so maybe that's why.
Maybe.
I don't know.
So as a baby, they tried to get you to stop sucking on yourself.
That could have been what it was.
Hot sauce on it?
Maybe. It could have been that. I feel like there was hot sauce in the past at some point, but I don't know what it was.
Actually, it's kind of a sad story. My mom's stepdad was abusive to her and used to make her, like, do shit like that, like hot shit in her mouth and, like, touch a stove. And my dad, like, I was making chicken and rice. My mom said she didn't want any hot sauce. So I put, like, a bunch on there. And then she just had it and she moved into her room. She was crying.
Yeah.
My dad just started beating my ass, and he told me, like, your fucking mom was abused, and he told me everything. It was real sad. He's like, never, ever do that again. He's like, holding me like this, like my feet are off the ground. I don't put hot sauce when no one wants hot sauce.
Wait a second. You don't put hot sauce when no one wants hot sauce. We had a whole vlog about this.
Well, you know, if I feel like they deserve it because they're grabbing my love handle, shaking them on camera, then yeah, maybe.
I got grounded a few times, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I never got I don't know. I never had a formal grounding.
I got grounded. Like,
you're not going anywhere this weekend.
I didn't have a thing where it's like you're grounded for a week. You can't get this or this. But I remember, like, you go to your room, I'm not allowed to have anything. You know?
Yeah,
that's my grounding. Like,
yeah,
like you're in your room for the day.
Couldn't get grounded. Like, oh, I stay here. I can't leave, you know? Like, I'm out in the country. It's like, you're grounded. You don't get to go out in the woods.
Yeah. Thing in Australia.
Yeah.
There's some prisoners there.
For you, it's probably like, all right, Eric, no fun. You got to go milk the cows. You got to feed the chickens. And you got to move the wood. You
know? All that means is I don't get, like, my allowance for it. You know? I still have to do it.
You okay? Huh? Look, you're tearing up.
No, I'm good.
He's thinking about the last time he got spanked.
No. I just wanted to. This is young.
It's hard. Yeah, I got grounded, but I always wanted to be in my room. So they have to take, like, the PlayStation away and stuff like that.
Yeah.
See, we never had anything like that in our room, so going to our room was actually a punishment.
Actually, I do have one. And one time I got in trouble, and my mom said, all right, because me and my brother were really into WCW.
Mm-hmm.
We were super into it.
Oh, yeah.
Eric, go to your home. Go to your room. You don't get to watch it tonight.
I had that once.
I was like, oh, it fuck. Even my brother was like, ooh. You know, because it's like, that's a big deal. I'm like, what am I going to take on the bus tomorrow? Yeah. No!
I'm not going to be cool anymore. I'm going
to
lose my friends.
I go to my room. I think I'm playing, like, Zelda or something. What would DDP do? You know? And, like, and then, like, midnight, there's a knock on my door. I go over the door, and my brother, like, it opens. He's like, and he hands me the VHS tape. We silently never spoke of it again. I watched it at night, you know? It was such a great thing that he did for me.
Yeah. I don't remember a lot of things I did that my parents got mad at. I remember there's some pranks we tried to pull at school.
Yeah.
Various times. And at one point, like, switching on the mice at the computers, they started getting pissed about that.
Yeah.
Like, because...
What's wrong with mice?
Yeah, because it was a computer room, right? And they had, like, five rows or three rows of computers, and each computer row had, like, five computers.
Okay.
And we would swap the mice so that this computer mouse didn't work this one, it worked that one over there.
Yeah.
So you'd be like this, and nothing's happening, and this one's fucking moving around and clicking, and some people are just confused forever.
That's kind of funny.
So we would do that to, like, all of them. Just swap them between everything.
When I was
one of the times...
Hellions.
One of the times the cops were called.
Yeah.
That was the drums.
Yeah. Because there was a sex education class, and for whatever reason, I wasn't in it.
Yeah.
So I had to sit outside. And
the story can't get better from this point on.
Yeah.
Like, one time, we had a sex education course, and the cops were called.
This girl walked in.
Fill in the blank, because I don't know where it's going.
So during my time of doing nothing, I decided to do some pranks. And the one I decided to do was I took all the band equipment from one closet and put it into a different closet.
Oh,
okay.
All of it.
All of it.
And so the band teacher, like, I don't see this series of events, but it must have happened this way.
Mm.
She goes, has a class, looks for the equipment. The equipment's not there.
Oh.
So she thinks that it's stolen, I guess.
Okay.
So she calls the police.
Freaks.
She called the police?
Yeah.
Jeez. She went to the office.
I would never call the police.
And told them, and they said that we need to call the police, and they called the police. But I think you showed them, right? It was you that... I was like, oh, wait, I think I saw it here. Rick's like, how'd it get in here?
He's gone.
Where's the kid? But they called the police over the drums and the band equipment and stuff.
I got some cool school prank stories. The one I'm going to tell a little bit ago. When my dad kind of, like, when I was older, I was actually kind of in the process of, like, never being home because I was always at my cousin's house or my friend's house. So I still lived at home at this point. I was, like, 14, I think. And my dad just started, like, taking my shit away. He used to, like, take my keyboard away from my computer. You know what I mean? But then I would have to use that digital keyboard and use a mouse to type sentences.
Damn.
That sucked, dick, man.
Yeah.
So much having to click
Windows accessibility.
Yeah. But I remember, you know.
Did he know you could do that? Or, like.
No, he didn't know that.
He decides taking a keyboard, you don't have it.
Yeah.
You can't do shit now.
It's almost as bad, like, typing sentences.
It makes you think, like, I wonder if, like, he did see you doing, like, that little shit did it.
Yeah.
All right. Let him go. You know?
My dad, when he found out that I'd get around things, he would allow me to do it.
Yes.
He said, you use your head, boy. That's my courage. But anyways, so I remember when I had, he hated when I left VHSs in a VCR. Actually, it wasn't 14, I was like 12 or 13. And he hated even more when I didn't rewind it. And he hated even more when I had stuff on top of the VCR because he thinks that, you know, all the vents, he thinks it would overheat. Even there's vents on the back and on the bottom, you know what I mean? So, like, basically, I was playing in the front yard. My dad came out, he was a little drunk. He's like, hey, Shane, come here, buddy. And I was walking over towards him, and he came behind his back. He had like three or four of my VHSs, and one was Star Wars Episode One: The Phantom Menace. He just takes them, he throws them up in the air as high as he can. And I'm looking at him, and they just crash on the ground.
Why?
Yeah, and he was like, I told you, don't leave tapes in the VCR. Rewind the tape. And he just goes back inside. I had two friends over, and they were like looking at me like, damn.
But wait, he threw three tapes?
Yeah, because there's stuff on top of VCR too. So it was like a few.
I'm like, so he took out the one that was in there, grabbed two others. That's what
and then there was some on top, and he just had a bunch. He threw them up in the air, like as high as he could.
I was going to shoot him.
I thought Shane was going to hit him. He's like, I looked up in the air as they were falling, and then he grabbed me and beat my ass. Like, Shane's distracted.
Like,
that's why he's
that
always afraid.
Tactic.
Yeah, that's why he's always afraid of what's going on. Yeah.
Most of the burdens that I gave my parents wasn't because I was misbehaving. It was just because I was so accident-prone and broke so many things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was true of a lot of your stuff.
I was mowing the yard. All of a sudden, I smell smoke. I'm like, well, that can't be good. So I jump off the lawnmower and it stops. And yeah. I look. The lawnmower is in flames.
Yeah, that happens.
If you don't what? Water it?
Don't clear out. It's probably like a little wet or something.
Well, there was a bunch of leaves underneath.
Yeah.
And like leaves caught fire. So I like run off and go get my dad. I'm like, Dad, the lawnmower's on fire.
He's got the goddamn this kid.
Oh, gosh.
It didn't come to like, Rick won't fucking work. It's like, we can't have Rick do work. Shit just blows up.
One thing my dad always did, though, until I was 8 years old, he would read me every night. Even when I was like reading myself, he's like, screw over, I'm gonna read you. And he would get, have you seen those Disney, there's like 100 of them.
Golden Books.
No, they weren't the Golden Books, they were a little bigger. There was like Scrooge McDuck and a magical fish, and it's like, you know, you're asking this fish, and you keep asking for more and more. And then eventually the fish is like, you know what, you're never gonna be happy, I'm taking you back to the beginning. It's like all these Disney characters. I had like all of them. He'd read to me all the time, and he'd always give me models. Like models for everything. He would get subscriptions like Ranger Rick.
Swimsuit.
Mm-hmm. No, Ranger Rick, Discovery Magazine.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. So, you know, I remember my dad. And he sent me to private school. Yeah, I mean, every single person went there was successful except me and Gus. So, you know, if I didn't go there, I'd probably be much worse off. Hmm. Yeah. Hmm. But yeah, just wanted, you know, my dad did some cool things.
Oh, okay. I thought there was more to the story.
Yeah, no. Okay. No. Like, that was not funny. Why'd you tell that story?
Complete.
Yeah.
Yeah. I when I think of like getting in trouble, I think of like I said, the worst thing that could be happening is my dad found out I did something wrong. But even worse than that is like if he's like, hey, I need you to come help. I'm helping, and I do such a poor job because you know I never wanted to do farm work. I just wasn't I wasn't born with it. You know, mm-hmm. I want to go in and play a video game or something.
Yeah.
So when doing the job, I'm thinking about, man, I just want to go play a video game. And then I do something incorrectly to the point where he's like, Eric, just go inside.
Yeah.
You know?
I've had that.
So then you go inside, and now I don't want to play the video game.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting there like, God damn it.
I fucked up, but you're disappointed?
Yeah, it sucks. It's the worst.
It's the worst thing.
It's literally the worst. It's one of the worst things. Like, yeah. I'm getting, like, the sweats thinking about it.
No, yeah. You know? I do, too.
Yeah. Like, God damn it, I gotta figure out these socks.
He didn't sweaty thinking about you being disappointed.
I know.
Like, making him disappointed.
Like it took me forever to figure out what size is this? What size is this socket? You know, because my dad had this huge board that had like a million sockets on it. Yeah. Every time I go, I'm like trying to figure out which one's the right one. And I'd be like, okay, I think it's one of these six because I don't want to go over there without it. You know?
Yeah.
And he'd just be disappointed and make one six sockets.
Fortunately, my dad was a very patient man because it was a lawnmower, yeah. It was a lot of other things. But when he was first teaching me how to fish, I hooked him all the time. All the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
And he was just like, hang on, he'd undo it and didn't get mad, didn't yell at me.
I couldn't do that. I don't go fishing. That's how I solve it.
You wouldn't go in the first place.
I wouldn't. I don't want to go fishing. I don't want to get hooked. I don't want one of those in me. I don't want to deal with that. It's too close to a needle. Freak me out.
Oh, really?
It's a needle with
like,
a barb.
I feel like it would bother me. I feel like, ah!
So you've never gone?
Knock them into the water.
Start
they can't
out.
Swim.
I imagine just like you're taking your kids out and they start hooking you. You just throw them in the water.
Yeah, I'm like freaking out.
Your kids drown in the water, but they have hooks attached to their vest. You can't go in and save them. They have hooks.
Oh man, I think the most I ever got in trouble was probably girl related, because like I wouldn't listen to like all the curfew kind of things. Like I had to be back at a certain time, and I'd be there late, and I wouldn't come home, or. The time my mom walked in and I had Melanie bent over a chair, you know, that didn't help.
Wait, no, she just found Melanie and you were gone, right?
Oh yeah, I had left, I guess. So
Was there consequences of that? Did you get in trouble?
No, it felt
she
more
just,
of like
right, she just
she got upset because I don't know what my sister was doing at the time.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm running a fucking hotel. You know, like that was kind of where it came, like, we gotta move out. I moved out as soon as I could.
What were you, like 17, 18?
You start laughing again. She's beating you.
I was 18 when we moved out. The thing is, like, I was going to college, and I was living at home and stuff. And then when I moved out, actually, we moved to 3rd Street, and I went working with Dad. And when we moved to 3rd Street, me and Melanie didn't, I didn't even live there for, like, months.
Yeah.
I just moved there.
I remember you were gone a lot. Well, I remember when you were still living in your house, because I went to your house, like, when you were still living there.
So, yeah. I mean, I was
I thought you didn't go to school till...
I went in 2008.
Oh, no, you were PSEO anyway, didn't you? No, it was Rick.
Rick did, yeah.
I did. Okay.
Yeah. So like in 2007, I think I started there. And then in 2008...
Before you turned 19, you were still...
Yeah, because for the summer, I remember going...
Because we played
working,
Halo.
Working with my dad for the summer.
Yeah.
And it was down in Louisiana and stuff. And whenever I was there, which I think was the summer of 2008, we we had that place there. So, I mean, that's the summer 2007. Yeah, I think it was the summer 2007. Because the summer 2008, I think I was traveling even more, and then all the way up until 2009 is when Leon was born. So,
okay,
I think so.
Yeah, I just remember playing. I remember I played pool. And I played the best game of pool of my life. I smoked you.
Oh, at Mom and Dad's?
Yeah.
You smoked me.
Smoked you.
I don't remember.
And I played someone else and I smoked them. I remember I never played as pool as That's pool true. As well as that again.
I remember that. It was Zach was there and stuff like that.
Yeah. No, it's Redemptions. I'm not sure they're working. Someone's done like 5 times.
Good. Fuck them.
Yeah. It's actually for you.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah. So yeah, those are the things. I didn't get in trouble for one time when I was coming home late. And I almost died because I was driving home quickly down a road that was called like Blue Knob Road.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I've driven it multiple times, but for this occurrence, I just forgot right before the end of the road. There's one big curve.
You just forgot?
I just forgot. I was trying to hurry home. It was late. I was supposed to be home hours ago. I was with my girlfriend and I was on my way back and we get to that point and the curve's there and I'm like, I can't slow down enough to make this curve, or I'm going to roll.
There's no, like, indication that there's a curve or anything?
I'm sure there's a warning sign.
Probably something.
Like, I'm just saying,
also,
like...
You're also not supposed to be going the speed I was going.
Okay, yeah. I'm just saying, like, a guy going down that road for the first time being like, I forgot about that! You know?
No, I'm sure there were. It was late. I was trying to hurry.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't make this. If I can't turn, I'm driving a GMC Jimmy. You know, I almost guarantee I'm going to roll, you know?
Short wheelbase.
Something in a car or maybe in a truck, I would spin out. Yes. Possibly. But this would probably roll, is what I'm thinking. So I can't turn. So I'm going to slow down as much as I can and go straight. and that's what
probably
I did.
Probably the smart thing to do.
I went straight. It went down a hill. I went in between a telephone pole and a tree, went across the guy's driveway, and stopped before a creek.
Oh.
And I backed up, drove down that driveway, back to the road, and went.
No damage or anything?
Well, I went a little ways, because I didn't want to stay there. I call the cops, and be like, what the hell's going on? Driving reckless, so I drove away, went somewhere else, pulled over somewhere else, and then checked, and everything seemed okay. I'm like, Jesus. All right, let's go home. Like, I almost died, but I'm okay now, so. It was like a tree, not a tree, but like a branch that was stuck underneath. I pulled it out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was it. But I didn't damage, like, anything, really.
With me with a car, the only thing that ever happened was... I would run out of gas, and...
You would just run out.
Well, I would get lost, and I couldn't find the gas station.
That is the worst.
It happened to me one time. I wasn't in this state.
But, like, it kept happening on places where I should have known where I was.
Oh.
You know? Like going to my biological dad's.
Okay.
And, like, I should have known that trip, because I'm making that trip, whether I'm driving or not, my entire life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why you took me there so often, huh? Hey, we're gonna go here. Rick, we passed it. Oh shit! Okay, you can come back around.
My mom, the first time she ever drove, she was driving along on the road my dad lives on now, and a goose flew out of the woods, a Canadian goose, and she hit it and just destroyed it, and she was distraught.
Hit a fly.
And there was quite a bit of damage to the car.
Jesus, yes.
Canadian geese are not small.
I had a deer in my car.
Man, I played the goose game.
Barrel roll.
Last weekend. That would have been a hell of an ending.
You just get hit by a car. And
a goose flies out the window.
Fucking, all right, I guess that's what the message is. Fucking nothing means anything.
That's all amounts to nothing.
Yeah. I just fucked with these people all day and I died.
How was that game? Was it good?
I really enjoyed it. It was a really interesting game. Really, really short. I kind of breezed through it in a couple hours, but it was really fun. It just like in the very beginning, I'm going like, why? Why am I doing this? And eventually that question just goes away and you are just a goose. You're fucking with people. And you do it because you can.
I imagine they made that game too and they're like, what are we going to call this? I don't know. Untitled Goose Game for right now. We'll figure it out later. And they got to the end like, what are we going to call this game? Well, fuck it. Just leave it. We've been doing it this long anyway.
Yeah.
Call it Untitled Goose Game.
Yeah. No, I had a good time. It was the first stream I had Obi on, like the whole stream. As soon as like, you press the button, the goose honks and comes out and Obi goes, and you did this for like 30 seconds and people went fucking crazy.
Was
he just next to you or did you have a separate cam zoomed in on him?
Like
he was just next to me.
Okay. Obi cam!
Yeah.
I beat the main story of Pokemon.
Okay.
People told me that there's a lot of like, not a lot, but it's probably gonna be a stream of like post-game stuff.
Yeah.
The story. So I'm probably gonna be focusing on that. I was gonna have one more Pokemon stream and then start Kingdom Hearts DLC. So I'm going to push all that back one more. So I'm going to do that for the post-game stuff, and then I'm going to do a viewer battle stream.
Yeah.
So in, not this Monday, but next Monday. And then I'm going to start Kingdom Hearts DLC, which should be okay because it's going to be the week after Xbox gets the DLC.
Yeah.
So hopefully anyone who's wanting to play and not be spoiled will have gotten to play it, and then I'll start the DLC up and play through that.
I bought Pokemon when it came out. I haven't played it. And then throughout this entire week, I've brought my Switch and Pokemon, like, to work. Because I'm having some renovations happen in my house right now. So I'm leaving, like, 2 hours early. I'm getting here super early, like, 7:30, you know? I keep thinking, I'm just going to play some Pokemon before work. But I end up getting here and then working and doing stuff, and I end up not doing it. The entire week. Like, it'll be the fourth day that I haven't done it, you know? I'm just bringing it for nothing. I want to play it, but by the time I actually do play it, you're going to be done.
Yeah.
You know, move on. It's like, it's like you were super into Pokemon Go. I'm like, I'm going to start playing it. I got into it. You quit.
I don't have enough time. When it first came out, I was out there. I walked like almost 30 miles the first week. I went from walking no miles in a week to 30 miles in a week.
That's say one day.
30 is a lot.
One day. Not today, but one day. Me and you will be on the same goddamn Pokemon schedule.
But Pokemon Home just came out, so I started transferring a lot of stuff. So I might be doing a lot of Pokemon trying to get... I think now's the time that I can try to get all
catch
the Pokemon.
All. Yeah.
It's the easiest time for me to, like, I can play a game, transfer them into the bank or in the home, and I can reset that game and play it again. And that way I can get all the legendaries and get all the others and whatnot. Because lots of times it's like, well, you got to pick a legendary or you got to pick this or that or
now,
starter.
You can do that from Pokemon Go into home?
Not yet.
I'm just saying, because it breaks the game because I got pretty much almost everything.
It will be.
You know?
Eventually you'll be able to do Go into home. As of right now, you can go into Let's Go.
Okay.
And then Let's Go into home.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's a big old web of the ways you can
do it. Web.
But not all of the Pokemon from Go into Let's Go, right? There's only a certain number that
go
in, right?
There's a lot of things that can't be switched between different things. So there's lots of things that can be put into home that can't go to Sword and Shield.
Yeah.
Nothing from home can go into... I don't think anything can go into Let's Go. Unless maybe it hasn't gone to Sword and Shield yet. There might be something with that, too. But for the most part, it's typically everything can go into home, and then home can go back and forth between Sword and Shield.
Okay.
That's a complex web. It's like trying to figure out how Nin works.
Yeah. But if you go back further, like, you can go back to, like, the Game Boy Advance games.
Yeah.
And if you can transfer those into, like, Gen 4 with, like, Heart Gold and Platinum and Pearl, you can do that. Then you do that and transfer them into Black and White, or what, Black and White 2.
Mm-hmm.
And that one is terrible.
Yeah.
Because for that one, I started doing that because I have Heart Gold. And I was like, I want all my original ones. First game I ever played. I never played a Pokemon game except for, like, Snap or Colosseum. So Pokemon Heart Gold was my first actual Pokemon game.
Yeah, which is still crazy to hear.
Yeah, and I want my original group of Pokemon with me in the new stuff. It'd be great.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to transfer all those.
It's like someone saying their first Dragon Ball Z is Dragon Ball Bridge.
Yeah.
And it was for you too.
It was.
Yeah.
So in order to do that, I had to beat Pokemon White. I beat Pokemon White 2. And then to transfer them, I used two DSs.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to link them together. And then I picked 6 Pokemon from Heart Gold to send into White 2.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, well, they don't just go there. Now they go in this little land of bushes. And I get this fucking slingshot with Pokeballs. And I get a timer. And I have to try to catch these Pokemon slingshotting these Pokeballs. And sometimes they're in a bush and it doesn't count. I have to hit the bush when they poke their head out. And then they go, shit, and they run away. And I got to catch them while they're running away. They can't just be in the bush.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know why they don't just transfer it. It used to be, too, I think from the Game Boy Advance game into the fourth gen. It used to be you pick like 6 Pokemon, and now you had to run around in like a safari area where you threw like rocks and candy and whatever.
Yeah.
You had to go into that, and you had to run around and hope to find them, and then capture them that way. So at least that's why I don't have to run around and hunt for them.
Yeah.
They're all right there. But I got to just throw these slingshot Pokeballs in a timer, and usually it's enough time. The thing that got me, though, I've never not caught them all.
Mm-hmm.
I caught all 6 every time. However, one time when it's done, it says... do you want to transfer these Pokemon to Black and White? And I'm like, it's yes, no. And I hit yes. One time I hit no. And he goes, okay. So I play the game for no reason. And they just send them all back to Heart Gold.
Catch them, they just,
I'm like, why did I do this game? I didn't do this game for fun. It wasn't like, you know what I want to do? I want to catch Pokemon with a slingshot.
Yeah.
So it was silly and annoying. But anyway, I've started getting him into White 2, and then I can transfer him into the Pokebank. And then the Pokebank does a lot of transferring back and forth between Sun and Moon and X and Y. And then once you have them in the Pokebank, you can transfer them all to home.
Gotcha.
And I transferred, yesterday I transferred like over, I think it was like 450 Pokemon from bank into home.
Jesus, okay.
So, and what's nice is you can look and it puts them by number. So I can see in Pokedex number who I have. And I'm like, yes. Oh, that's great. I love that.
It's like a validation number.
Yeah.
Like you just look at it like, yes.
I can see, oh. And what's great too is it shows shinies.
Okay.
So like if you have like three dittos,
yeah.
It'd be purple, purple, blue.
Yeah.
Before you actually have to click into it. Because in like most Pokemon games, it'd just be like, here's a Pikachu, 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 mm-hmm. Pikachu. But you have to click it and then you see it's a shiny one.
Sure.
So that's pretty cool. There's some pretty cool features to it.
Yeah. But
I hear people are having problems with it. Like tradings and stuff failing.
There's always gonna be problems on launch and that kind of stuff.
Issues and stuff. Yeah. So I have Pokemon for like two more streams.
Okay.
I'm doing viewer battles, not this Monday, but next Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's sad because I planned on like beating everything last Monday.
Sure.
And then doing viewer battles this Monday, but oh well.
There's no particular standout moment from our Gears of War 5 stream, which we do every Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But I want Shane to help me recreate every single battle that we have. And I want you to make the same noise that you make as the timer is ticking down.
Oh.
Shane, you down again? I'm coming.
Come on.
I'm coming.
Go. Rick,
I'm coming.
Got two sick. Rick, I'm coming.
No, I usually save him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like right down to the wire.
Yeah, right down to the damn wire.
And he makes that sound every time.
Well, that's my... I do that when I barely lose or barely win, I feel like. Yeah, because I've done it in Smash Brothers, you know what I mean? It's when I'm real excited.
Yeah.
Because there's that moment we talked about last week when I was Cotter needed to bring him. He had to help me.
Yeah.
And so many times he got to me...
Right when you lost.
Right when I lost. Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah, Gears 5 is so much fun. I hope we do maybe Horde again sometime soon.
Horde mode?
Make tomorrow, you know? That'd be cool.
So there's a lot of that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that in Gears 5.
Hey, did you guys know there was like an asteroid coming at Earth? They thought it was going to hit?
Yeah, I saw that.
I only know because you mentioned it earlier.
No.
Yeah.
What happened? Am I dead?
No.
You didn't.
Actually, I don't think this is the article.
They could have made it up. Because it doesn't happen.
I mean, there's...
No, it's supposed to pass by...
How close?
Like the moon, I think. The distance to the moon, I thought.
Ooh,
it's a kilometer. It's like a
super close.
It's a kilometer long.
Yeah.
The asteroid was?
Yeah. We'll come close to Earth on February 15th, 2020.
That's in 2 days.
Okay, in 2 days. Yeah, I thought it was tonight.
Well, the goddamn picture is Armageddon.
Wait, so...
How did they do that?
So it has...
Asteroid coming! It's like, it's gonna be fine.
So it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
It's coming.
NASA and other space agencies have warned that the kilometer-sized asteroids can do a lot of damage to Earth if... The name of it, a bunch of numbers and letters, hits the planet, its initial blast would instantly kill off millions.
Yeah.
Then, due to its size, energy from its explosion will be enough to trigger a global nuclear winter that could last for years. Basically, it's a continent killer, and then the nuclear winter would fuck everyone else up.
The scary thing about that is that, like, that's what they can see.
3.6
They track less than 1% of the sky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They can't see anything that's pointing towards the sun. The sun's there, you can't see it, you know?
Yeah.
You could have a million of those coming at you, and we don't know about it. We don't know about it until it's passed already, so that's the scary thing about it.
Well, why are they coming from the sun? The sun should have caught them.
The sun could have decelerated them.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, they could have got caught in orbit somewhere.
So this thing is still on its way then?
Yeah, 2 days will pass by.
Yeah, I guess it's in 2 days.
So it's going to pass by? It's not going to hit?
Yeah, they can do the math.
I mean, you know.
No, I'm just saying, he was saying, it's going to hit us! And he's like, I guess
Bruce Willis.
NASA's never fucked up the math, so I'm sure it's fine.
Yet! Yeah, obviously. It just takes one guy to forget that 1 + 1 = 2.
No, they fucked up the math.
Well, some of them did, some of them didn't. Like, you're talking about like, the Challenger
stuff.
Yeah,
the Challenger.
The thing is, the thing that sucks about the Challenger is the guy's going like, hey, we can't do this, this, and this. And some guy's like, eh. So they did the math right. They just didn't do anything about it.
Which one was it that exploded because someone did it in European units and someone did it in Imperial units?
I don't know. I don't know about that one.
I don't know.
I know with the Challenger, like there was guys being like, hey, we shouldn't do this because of this. And it's like, eh, it's too late to stop it.
I'm saddened that we, I guess, I mean, they did the math and we're fine, it's gonna miss us.
The Mars lander.
I wanted to hear that there was gonna be they launched people last week to go stop this thing, you know? Like,
you're sad?
I want to hear that, but I guess if it's gonna miss it, we don't need it. But
well,
we
discovered it like not too long ago.
Just tell Elon Musk, he'll launch a team and do it for fun.
I just want to hear that we got a team preparing to drill some holes and shit into some asteroids or something.
It's probably going
to
be a bunch of people we know from West Virginia, the coal miners.
Like, what's the plan, you know? Do they have a team ready for this?
I think I read something about this. Like, if we invested money into something, it wouldn't be too hard to do that. But it takes time to do that, and we haven't invested that money yet. So by the time we actually see when the planet killer is coming, we can't do anything about it.
I want to hear that, guys, we saw this. It might happen at some point. Let's invest.
What we should do.
That's what Star Force should be. Star Force should be there. They should be Asteroid Force. And they should be ready to take out asteroids when it happens.
Because really, all they have to do is go and just nudge it. If you nudge it from far enough, it's completely going to miss.
Yeah. That's what we need.
Well, I woke up this morning, I was on the taking shit. And I looked at my phone, and I saw just a couple articles like popped up my news notifications. I was like, shit! Yeah. All it says, warning, Ashley coming towards Earth, imminent threat. I was like, what?
Well, look at the moon.
Yeah, that's those what all, the moon is for. Are,
the, well, yeah, the moon is, that's all craters of asteroids hitting. You know?
It's like, there because we got hit.
Yeah, I'm saying, yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. That's one of the theories of Earth 1, Earth 2, right?
Yeah.
That's just the stuff they're looking at. Like, there's probably 10 of those a year, and we don't even see them, you know?
It's possible.
Yeah. Like, have you ever seen, like, the stuff that they track? Like, there's, like, a graph. Everything that's being tracked in our solar system. And it's crazy. And it's less than 1% of what's actually to be tracked.
Oh, yeah.
How do you know that?
Well, that's just the math.
They've said
but,
it.
But I'm just saying, like, how do you know that's less than 1%? If you can't track everything, you have no idea how many percent it is.
I know.
I think it's 1% of the sky. Of, like,
of
the
amount of sky that we have, there are only so many telescopes pointing. And they can see, like, where they're looking, and they can calculate where the empty space is. That
okay. So
they
can
don't
do,
know
they can do
going.
Like an average.
So you're saying they're looking at 1% of space.
Yeah. Not 1% of
and not 1% of the things that are flying around.
They're looking at 1% of space, and this is, like, the stuff that we've caught with 1% of that space.
Okay.
It's like...
Like, there's still human error in there, too.
It's like when you're like, you know, how many stars are there in the sky? It's like, well, there's this many. But that's all the ones we can see. There's probably more, but we just can't see them, you know?
Yeah.
So it's the same thing, like... They can calculate by looking at this very small portion and taking that and applying it to everything, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But maybe that small portion is either super dense or not at all, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we just have no idea.
Or the specific angle that the light is hitting it that we can actually see it and it's visible to Earth.
Should I start reading some of these questions?
Yeah,
read some questions.
Why not?
I have a few things to say.
Do it!
I had already told Eric about this, but I didn't tell you guys. But a couple weeks ago... Eric and his family went up to Snow Trails.
Had
a great time up there. He told us all about
it. Oh, it was so fun. We sled down the hill like 50 times.
It was such an attractive... Yes, it is. Yeah. It's in Ohio, in Mansfield, Ohio. Yeah. And it was such an attractive story that I...
It's inner tube sledding. So you go super fast. Even whenever it's not snowing here in Ohio, they have artificial snow. It's
fun. Yeah, they make it up there and condition it and everything. So I took... Myself, Carmen, and Carmen's family
From Florida, right?
From Florida. They had never seen snow, natural or otherwise.
Yeah.
And, on the ground. They'd seen it falling, but Florida, it instantly melts as soon as it touches anything. Mm-hmm. So we drove the 2.5 to 45 hours up there. And 15 minutes before the inner tube slopes open, the power goes out. So
at least the internet didn't go out.
Like all of the ski lifts
stopped.
Yeah, that's the best thing. Like
for the inner tube thing, they have a carpet that's basically like a big belt line that goes up the hill.
Yeah, so you just stand on it. You don't have to walk up the hill. That's the thing.
And it pulls you up.
I went up 50 times down this hill.
Mm-hmm.
I would not walk up it once.
So they said, "Well, this sucks." Like half a mile down the road, a guy plowed his Jeep into a telephone pole. And took out the power to 3 counties.
How long was the drive up there?
2.5 to 45 minutes.
2 hours and 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And 15 minutes. So, you know, they were sending people away saying, like, yeah, sorry, we can give you gift cards. Oh, wait, we can't because the power's out. So just call this number and talk to this person and we'll get it sorted out and stuff. And we were like, well, I mean, we've come all this way. Can we, like, go anyway?
Just walk up the mountain.
And it's like, yeah, sure, yeah, you can do that, and we won't count it towards, like, we won't charge you for it. You know, you came all this way.
Yeah,
sorry.
Like they're from Florida.
So yeah, exactly. So we walked up this hill
with big inner tubes, right?
With big heavy, like these inner tubes are probably 15 pounds.
Yeah, they're big.
They're heavy, and they've got these big plastic covers on them to slide over the snow. And we walked up this hill, and the hill is 1,100 feet long?
It's huge and steep. I would not walk up.
It's progressively steep, too. So the closer you get to the top, the steeper it is. Yeah. And the more tired you get.
Yeah.
So we all get up there, and we take probably 15 minutes for those of us who are not accustomed to the high altitude, which is the highest elevation in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
So it's even more difficult to breathe.
Yeah.
And the cold, which they're not accustomed to at all. And then we all go down. And it's so much fun.
It's the best.
We flew down that hill, and then they were too tired to walk back up.
Yeah.
And you drove 2.5 hours back?
So you drove all of it for one ride.
One goddamn hill.
One ride.
And then we drove the 2.5 to 3 hours back.
Calvin was asking me about it. He's like, oh, yeah, tell me this, this. I'm like, oh, yeah, it's great, it's great. And then, like, the weekend, the next weekend, as soon as I saw him, hey, man, how was Snow Trails? And he's like,
well.
I'm like,
is that up north? Where is it at?
To Mansfield.
Mansfield.
Yeah. Is it north?
It's north. Yeah. Yes. Northwest. It's north of Columbus.
It's like, yeah. It's between Columbus and Akron.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, like, looking. You might
have to check that out.
That's a lot of fun.
It's great.
And if you go at night, they have, like, lights over the
trails.
Yeah,
they have, like, LEDs.
So it's, like, all the snow lights up and stuff. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
They have music.
Okay.
It's really cool when there's power.
They have actual skiing there, too. That's actually
snowboard. How far from Columbus is that? I've always wanted a snowboard.
It's, like, an hour?
Okay.
Yeah, it's, like, maybe almost another hour out of Columbus, but you just go up 77 for a long while.
You
like just go straight north, and then you get off at like
It's like
how much is it?
If we're here and Columbus is here, like Mansfield is here, so if like you can go to Columbus, but it's taking you out of the way from
Canton and Akron, like right here. It's really close to them, so it's like
so if you go up 77,
I don't know the fuck
we can tell you later.
Yeah,
yeah.
It doesn't matter. I think it's like
look on a map.
Like $25 a ticket.
Look at
something.
It's $25
per person. No
man's in
Ohio.
Like $25 for like 2-3 hours.
So. Yeah.
Which make this a WaveCon event. Speaking of WaveCon, the design contest for WaveCon is ending tomorrow.
It ends this weekend.
It ends this weekend.
This weekend.
It ends this week.
So if you want to get a design in, you need to go over to our Discord, which is blindwave.gg.
Yeah.
Yes.
And there's a thread there for it.
Discord.gg/blindwave. You can see the thing in WaveCon and you send me a message.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. With your design.
So do that. So
make sure you do
if
that.
You have a design.
I haven't set any limits on like how many people can submit. I've had some people submit like 2 designs or something like that. So,
and then
we'll go through those.
On,
we'll
like,
have
Instagram
yeah,
stuff.
We'll go through those and have some
okay,
voting and stuff
cool,
for
cool.
them later on. So,
just one thing. Say that before I forget.
Sure.
Yeah. Good.
Did you have anything else?
I was also driving. Like we got a little skid of snow this past weekend.
We
and
did.
Some kids that were down the road from me, they made a snowman.
Yeah.
And like. The temperature rose rapidly, and it started raining and everything. And I was driving by at, like, 11 o'clock at night after I'd gotten Taco Bell.
Oh.
And the head of the snowman fell off right when I was driving by. It's like 1 in 10 billion chance that
yeah.
I was driving by. Because it's only visible between, like, 2 trees for, like, 3 seconds. And it fell off right there.
So you're, like, driving, eating tacos, see the head fall. Like, life is good.
I was like, great, this is a podcast story. I mean, it doesn't amount to much. But
so my favorite thing of the week is the snow. Evie's been waiting for snow all winter.
Yeah.
We haven't had it.
No.
We finally had it. I had her outside all day. And we just played and played and played. And the kids had done snowball fights. They had done sledding. They had done everything. Right?
Yeah.
And they'd built a snowman. And so this one kid, as it was getting toward the end of the day, it was about time to go home, he ran off.
Yeah.
And, like, we were still out there sledding a little bit. And then he came back with, like, this satchel, like a giant blanket. And it was clearly full of something. And he put it down. And inside of it were, like, baseball bats.
He's
was like, let's destroy this snowman.
Oh, for real?
Nate?
Oh, man.
Like, all right, that sounds like fun. Go.
Start playing the song from Office Space.
He brought baseball bats to beat this snowman's ass?
He did.
I used to
and
do
they did.
That. Like, we used to make snowmen, like, really shitty, like, narrow, tall snowmen. And we had some shitty swords. They weren't, like, battle-ready or anything. But we'd, like, cut the snowmen, and they would, like, slide off like a lightsaber.
Yeah.
It was great. It was fun.
So, you're like, what you need to do is build, like, 8 of them. And you need, like, a little army. You gotta fight against them. You stab through them.
Like
you look at him. The snowman, for no reason, grabs it, pushes it through himself.
Yeah. Like Aragorn?
Yeah, he just pushes it through himself all the way through. I would freak the fuck out if a snowman did that shit, wouldn't you?
Snowgoon. Hey, Rick, I have a question someone asked. Is when you submit a entry for the t-shirt thing, is it anonymous to the other people who are submitting entries as well? Well, obviously not to us.
Oh, for the voting? It wasn't anonymous last year.
Okay.
I don't know if we want to make
it
anonymous or not.
Just send them to me and it'll be... I'll be dealing with it.
Okay.
I'll be voting and everything for it.
Okay.
All right, let me read these donations first.
Okay.
If you have any more time, I will read questions.
I have one more thing.
Do it while I get this out.
I don't know if, like, podcast is, like, the greatest place to do it, but I want to let you guys know that Carmen and I are no longer boyfriend and girlfriend.
Oh,
okay.
Gotcha.
Hey, man, it's all good, dude.
All right.
So, we're here for you, whatever that means.
Yeah.
We got engaged. Oh, well, damn. Motherfucker.
I was like, this is a bad idea.
Oh, well, there you go.
You fucking played me well. Good job. Congratulations.
I stand staring and waiting.
Well, Aaron started getting real awkward.
I was just thinking, like, man. Fucking all right.
Well, there you go. Okay. Congrats, man.
Thank you.
Basically played that well.
Jesus. It's like, they just came up here. The family just came up. They didn't just break up.
I was thinking, I shouldn't have fucking recommended snow trails. I ruined everything.
It's your fault.
Like, me in Ohio fucking sucks.
Yeah. Fucking snow.
They took her back.
Oh, that's so funny.
Man,
damn. So goddamn well.
That was a hell of a thing. Yeah. Clip that shit.
No, it was great because I was really tired today. I took a NyQuil last night and it did not wear off before I woke up, so I've been like drained this whole day.
I've been
yawning.
I can't tell you the last time I thought of something such hook, line, and sinker. I was just like,
I'm glad.
God, I mean, I'm glad sucks, I got something. I would have been like, man, fucking tell me off air.
Jeez Louise.
I was just trying to not pay attention and not react. Like,
congratulations. How'd it go?
Went good.
Yeah.
Actually, during
how'd she do it?
No, actually, during all the snowfall and stuff, like, we had a late birthday party for my parent or for my sister.
Yeah.
My parents were there. Jeez. So I got to show them the ring before proposed.
Nice. Cool.
And then the rest of the day, we drove around and walked around in the snow and actually on the bridge.
Oh, okay.
Over there. It was snow covered.
That's like right after
nobody
you were
around.
Sick.
The train bridge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right after I was sick. Yeah.
Nice. All right, congratulations, man.
Will you?
I've seen a video of that happening, but it was a fake out. And he had another ring in his sock, and he pulled it out.
You'll never forget that, will you?
No.
I got you, bitch. I got you forever.
Fuck, man, you got me so good.
I'm so glad. Well, yeah, because you looked sad. You definitely did. And your eyes have been watering for, like, because you're tired. I didn't know you were tired. I was like, shit, this is kind of awkward.
Like, you said that, man. I was like, man, I need to get him a piece of pizza or something.
Yeah, I was like, man, that's a weird place to announce sad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why I'm sitting here, I'm like, I'm waiting.
Well, you actually looked like you were wincing, like,
I felt like I did it maybe a little bit too awkward to where you guys didn't want to say, like, oh, man, that sucks. What happened? Like, yeah, we got engaged.
No, I was just like,
I would never ask what happened.
It started getting real awkward. I was like, hold on.
I wish I would have just been like, well, all right, how about some questions? That'd be great.
All right, congratulations.
Congrats, dude, yeah.
But yeah. Good stuff.
That's my best thing of the week next week.
Yeah. So, for some reason, this is broken, Stream Elements. I can't go back further than an hour. I've refreshed it like 5 times, and it's not working.
All right, we'll do our best, everybody.
So I'm doing my best. An anonymous cheer, 300 bits. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Anonymous.
Tintin Who gifted 31 tier 1 subs.
What?
Holy shit.
Oh,
31?
Yeah. Holy fuck.
What a number to pick.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tintin.
Is it your birthday? Are you 31 today?
Oh, wait. Why is this number changing?
Huh?
It, well, is it updating?
It went to 61.
Well,
but I wonder if that's like an old time.
So 330. I can go back.
Okay.
Super Wet Noodle, subscribe tier 1.
Okay.
Been for 14 months. Says hello there.
Thank you. Hello Super there. Wet Noodle.
Phenom subscribed 32 months in a row. Believe it.
Holy shit! Thank you, Phenom.
Thank you, man.
Cameron subscribed. Has been subscribed for 4 months.
Thank you, Cameron.
Thank you, Cameron.
GG Habanero 1 subscribed for the first time. Looks like.
Awesome.
Thank you, GG.
Pac-Man subscribed, being at 16 months now.
Thank you, man.
Let's Waste Time Together subscribed for 6 months now. Hi, neat. With a little email. Neat.
Oh, neat. Nice.
Top Screen with 100 bits.
Thank you, Top Screen.
Thank you.
Hilding with 100 bits. Sorry if there's any messages with these guys. It doesn't show any messages with some of these. I know Hilding, I think it's usually the one with like the weekly loving.
Yeah.
I believe, so that might be what that is. Caldo Robin subscribed for 8 months. Says, I.
Hey.
Thank you, Caldo Robin.
Robin.
Garrick Loran subscribed for 30 months now.
Holy 30, okay. Crap.
Garrick, thank you.
Thank you, Garrick.
Lano Game subscribed for 22 months now.
Nice.
Lano.
Thank you, Lano.
Twitch Prime.
Tintin Who gifted 20 subscriptions.
Okay.
20.
Yes, at 340.
Okay. Is the next one Dennis Pickus?
Anonymous cheered 300 bits, whoever that was. Thank you.
Thank you, Anonymous.
Thank you, Anonymous.
And then Dennis Pickus subscribed.
Okay.
You had that one?
Yeah, but do you have the message? Or?
They've subscribed 13 months as a positive reinforcement. You could slap Shane whenever he says, you know what I mean. Ooh, although he no. would probably not survive that.
Yeah. No, I don't think he's going to make that.
Probably not.
You know what I mean? All right, called Robin with 300 bits. I just woke up. I don't know what's going on.
All right.
I assume it's the new setup.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. It's not a new setup. It's just it's a setup for now.
Yeah.
It's actually an old setup.
It honestly is. The only difference is that we have this now, which we didn't have that before.
Yeah. It was just an open room before.
An anonymous cheer with 300 bits.
Thank you.
Anonymous.
Hilding with the weekly loving. Ryan Whittleson, 17 months, having surgery on Monday to repair some issues from a major case of diverticulitis back in May.
I saw that.
So won't be here next week. Have a good week.
Yeah, well, I hope you feel better. Pain, it's a painful deal.
I'm sorry, man.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Glad you're getting taken care of.
Yeah.
Call to Robin, 500 bits.
Thank you, Robin.
Thank you.
Roxley.
The Super Pumpkin, subscribed for 8 months. It's my something year anniversary watching, but only 8 months subscribing, I guess. Yeah. Love you guys.
Thank you. 1 year anniversary watching and 8 months of subscribing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Super Pumpkin.
And happy anniversary.
Now Aaron's checking my pronunciation, and I'm worried. Morlon?
Morlon.
Morlon.
Morlon. Subscribe for 9 months.
Thank you, Blondware Bebber.
Thank you.
GJ Mr. Rocker tipped $1. Took a sick day for work today, but the podcast is making me feel a little better. Thanks for the laughs, and also, I never get to watch the podcast since I'm usually at work, so this is nice.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
It's like,
I used to watch Price is Right when I stay home from
school. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Glad you got to watch it today.
Price is Wrong, bitch.
Underhand Comics, subscribed for 13 months.
Thank you. Underhand Comics.
Thank you, Underhand.
G. Paul for 6 months.
G-Paul.
The Frenzy, 30 months.
30 months?
30, geez.
Yeah, thank you, Frenzy.
Dip, 100 bits. Well, I finally finished Person of Interest. Thanks for the recommendation. Ooh. Eric absolutely loved it. Had some awesome moments, but also some tearjerkers, which were also great. Got to start watching Friends or Sons of Anarchy next.
Yep. Resist Samaritan.
I think I'm on the last season.
Yeah.
Actually, I take breaks every once in a while from it. And I'd be like, oh, yeah, I should finish watching this more. So I went back to it. And was watching an episode the other day.
It's a great show. We'll talk about it when you're done.
Pharaoh, subscribed for 4 months. Whoa, loving all the content. Keep it coming hard.
Thank you, Pharaoh.
Thank you, Pharaoh.
Coming
hard.
The only
way we can do it.
Okay. I try.
Shannon Melissa, 50 bits. Happy Valentine's Day. I hope you really enjoyed the shitty Blindway Valentine cards I put in the podcast suggestions. I did see them, and they're really good.
I saw a bunch, actually. They're really good.
Every year she puts together some pretty good.
I saw a few, I think, on Gen Chat or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, huh. They're funny.
They're really good. We might look at some of those tomorrow during stream.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That could be fun. Alex P. Subscribed for 32 months.
Alex P. Holy cow.
Thank you so much.
Call to Robin, 200 bits. Congrats, Calvin.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Top screen with 100 bits. Calvin played us like a damn fiddle.
He definitely did.
Hilding, 200 bits. Congrats, Calvin and Carmen. Much love.
Yes.
Thank you.
G. Paul tip $5. Congrats, Calvin, you sneaky fuck.
Thank you.
Tebble, subscribe for 2 months. Yo, yo, yo.
Yay.
Man, I hope you did that to her when you asked her. You're like, look, we're no longer boyfriend, girlfriend.
What?
Because
I didn't propose to her like that.
You told her the situation has changed.
But I did say that we're no longer boyfriend and girlfriend on the way back to the car.
Gotcha. Someone out there dad use jokes. That line.
I gotta get them
and let us know how it goes.
I gotta get those dad jokes in.
Not well. Not well.
Yeah. Push you off the bridge before she.
It's a prank, bro. It's a prank.
Unhand me.
As you wish.
Unhand me, priest. Resubscribe for 15 months.
Thank you. Thank you. Unhand me, priest.
Yes.
Tintin, who gifted another 11 subs.
There we go.
Tintin.
Tintin, dude. Gosh.
Twangzor, subscribe for the first time.
Thank you, Twangzor.
Twangzor, thank you so much.
Ray Merrick gifted 5 subs.
Wow.
Thank you so much for the gifted subs.
We appreciate it.
And then we have redemptions.
Oh, I thought they were
okey-dokey.
Broken.
No, I fixed them.
God damn
Thank
it.
Thank you, Rick.
Why were they turned off?
There's...
I'm gonna get slapped because it was turned off. I didn't even do it. I was like,
okay, I already did all
It was Aaron's fault.
I'll delete those after.
It was,
all right.
It was one more thing that I heard that was I was super excited about, which was apparently that they were trying to quiet some of it, but I guess they're gonna be doing a new Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh.
And Rick Moranis is returning for it.
Yep.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Like, he's been great.
That's what I found out.
He's been gone Forever.
Yeah.
Because I think his wife passed, so he went to like take care of his family and stuff. Yeah. And stopped to raise acting his kids for a long time.
Yep.
I'm super excited he's coming back. If he's back for that, and if they do more Ghostbusters, maybe he'll come back for that.
Good for him.
That would be crazy. Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited for that.
Shrink the kids.
Takes a big man to quit his career to take care of his
kids. I don't know if it's a sequel or a reboot or like a mix of both. You know, because like this Ghostbusters, if it's a sequel to the old Ghostbusters, but it's also like a reboot into a new movie.
Sure.
I imagine that's how they're going to do this, but I'm excited with having Rick Moranis back.
It'll probably be like the kid that had glasses in that movie is going to be the dad this time, and he'll guest star. You know?
They keep altering who that kid is. It's not always the same one.
Honey, I blew up everyone.
Yeah. All right, the big giant baby, that will be the main kid.
I don't think I ever saw that one. Really?
No, I
love it. Yeah,
Aaron, you've deleted enough.
Yes.
The Scottish Michael, Calvin Slap, Aaron, what day is it? It's Thursday, Slap the Baldy.
Congrats.
Yes. This stupid game.
Yeah.
Ah.
He always looks at me with such
disdain.
Yeah.
Stupid.
I got some spots.
And then I also look at you when I get slapped.
Let's see. What should I do next? Let's go ahead and do some more slaps. Rop from Rop. Eric Slap Rick for mispronouncing Naruto.
Naruto.
He should have done it on his wrist.
So flashbacks from that one slap you gave me. All right, we have another slap. Rick slap Aaron. This is from Ian.
What?
For a slap Baldy day. Thanks for fixing that redemptions, Rick.
Yeah.
I should change that.
I feel like it's
a
punishment. Oh, it's cold.
I didn't hear that.
I didn't hear shit.
Yeah, but I felt it. I don't know. It was weird.
I felt like that was more his elbow on like.
It was like it hit here.
It hit here, and I feel like here, and it felt cold. That's what happened.
It's like when death slaps you.
That's what, yeah.
Majbrat, sorry, Aaron, but it's Slap Baldy Day.
It's not.
Anyone, please slap Aaron.
Slap some bald, find a bald guy.
Calvin, congratulations.
Thank you.
Give him five. Hey.
I did it.
Moralon, Eric slap Aaron for his dragon trolling in Mailbag 201. Dragon.
Calvin did it too.
He did it way more than me.
Just do it. See the dragon.
Dragon!
I wanted to do that just to chat one. Reach the stream.
Sorry. Dragon!
All right, so I have, let's see here, some squats.
Squats.
I've got 20. I've got 20 squats. Calvin has 10 squats.
Good.
Shane has 10 squats. And Calvin has 10 push-ups.
Okay. 10 squats, 10 push-ups?
Yep.
Okay.
So, the squats for me, Rick gotta keep it going, from Max Man.
Fuck.
And then another squats from Chris for me. Scottish Michael Calvin, these push-ups are for there being no Picard or SG-1 reactions yet. Scottish Michael squats for Shane, for still not having delivered on that Mass Effect stream. And squats Super Amanda for Calvin for the heart attack, also congratulations.
Isn't it terrible getting punished for something you have no control over?
Alright.
If I was smart enough, I feel like I could make Mass Effect happen. Had a way to do it.
Yeah, I mean, does this lean back at all?
Yeah. Well, with
handle,
with the Picard reactions, I heard like CBS is going real hard on any Picard stuff, so it might be hard to do those reactions. But we'd have to do them like website or something. I don't know.
You guys. Yes.
Yeah.
Squat.
Yeah. Aaron. Squat. Do it at the same time, everybody. Ready? No.
Dun 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 dun.
And squat. And squat. And squat. Shane's done. Falling behind.
I had 20.
I think I did like 15.
Yeah.
I was doing them until Rick finished.
Squat, monkey, squat!
Alright, then count those push-ups. I don't know how to film them. Good luck.
I'll do them on the table.
Throw them on the table.
Alright.
Shane looks like he went bowling with his cousin Nico.
Oh, man. That's my favorite part of the week.
I did 11. Damn it.
All right. Make sure to join us tomorrow. We are starting bright and early. 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Valentine's Day podcast.
What are you doing?
All day. So, whether you have a love in your life or you just enjoy watching guys play video games online, you can come over to twitch.tv/blindwave tomorrow at 9 a.m. all the way until 5 p.m. We'll be playing. It's going to be a great Valentine.
Ooh!
No, that one makes sense.